let's look at actual the science, because that's the easy way. So does coffee have a link to cancer? And let's look at that, because here, let's first look at liver cancer, because there's a lot of studies actually out there on coffee consumption and any type of chronic disease. So with liver cancer, they're gonna show that all the studies they looked at, because they did a meta-analysis of all the studies done on coffee and liver cancer. They're not saying some of the studies, they're saying all the studies out there show an inverse relationship between coffee consumption and the risk of liver cancer. So an inverse relationship means the more coffee, the less cancer. In fact, 43% reduction of liver cancer. Now that's huge. There's no way something can be unhealthy that reduces your risk of liver cancer by 43%. That just makes absolutely no sense. But again, that's liver cancer. So do we get the same thing from stage 3 colon cancer? And the answer is yes. Significantly reduced cancer reoccurrence with higher coffee intake. And in fact, they go down and they look at dose-dependent ones, where if you consume 4 more cups a day, which is a lot of coffee, but 4 more cups, you're gonna have a 52% reduction. Versus if you have 2 to 3 cups, you're gonna have a 31% reduction. Either way, a 31 to a 52% reduction in colon cancer, that's huge. Which, you know, and some people say it causes, gastric or digestive distress. Well, actually, it's probably cleaning you out, because it does reduce your risk of colon cancer in the first place. And that's what the evidence shows. So we got liver cancer, we got colon cancer. Now let's just look at all cancer, because there's a study on that too. Now, coffee drinking, and this is a in quotations from the conclusions of the articles, coffee drinking was associated with reduced risk to bladder, breast, buccal and pharyngeal, colorectal, endometrial, esophageal, liver, leukemic, pancreatic, and prostate cancers. It's a lot of cancer. So overwhelmingly, the research shows that coffee consumption results in a massive reduction in cancer, period. So, particularly liver and colorectal cancer, those are the 3rd and 4th leading causes of cancer deaths worldwide. Now, coffee drinkers have lower risk of both, but also, what we saw from the last article, of all types of cancer in general. So that's cool. I mean, that made me feel good, you know. But I'm not biased, you know. I'm going to present the research that I see it. But again, what about coffee and heart health? So we covered the cancer. What about heart health? Well, this is really cool, because from this journal article, they show that coffee consumption shows a lower prevalence of subclinical coronary atherosclerosis. So you have a lot less coronary artery plaque when you consume coffee. So here, those who drink a moderate amount of coffee, I like how they say moderate as less than 5 cups. It's not very descriptive there, you know, like what about one, what about, but this is what it says. Less than 5 cups were less likely to have calcium deposits in their coronary arteries, which is what is atherosclerosis, which was what causes heart disease in the first place, the number one leading killer in the U.S. today. Now again, yeah, because the coronary artery calcium is a predictor of not only heart attacks, but just heart disease in general. So, we got that. It also reduces the incidence of stroke. And this isn't just some just like small sample size. This is looking at 480,000 people in 11 different studies. And again, you're gonna show that drinking 1 to 6 cups of coffee, you're gonna be associated with a lower risk of stroke. So this is all cancers. This is heart disease. This is coronary plaque. This is stroke. This is a lot of stuff out there showing the link with coffee consumption.